Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
We're brought to you, of course, by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is a wonderful thing. Trust a brother. So bundle and save at progressive.com. Bottom of this first hour, our man, Sean King, former NFL quarterback and now an NFL analyst, will join us. He gives good knowledge on NFL, particularly the quarterback position. And that'll be fun, so keep it locked for that. But let me introduce my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm great, brother. How are you?
All well. Looking forward to the weekend, and that's it. A lot of stuff to talk about. We got a good show on a Friday. We'll get going and get everybody acclimated and ready to go.
That's right. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew, the super producers in the house. DJ, or I should say Rob G, the super producers running things. We also have DJ Alex Teicher on the ones and the twos. On this funky Flashback Friday. So how does that work in Christmas month, December, Alex?
It's got to be funky Christmas
old
music.
Old school, though? Usually
yeah,
you're in
I
the
think
crates.
So.
Okay, so old school stuff.
Probably like some remix versions like that one song you like.
Oh, yeah, the cooking, what's their
yes,
name?
Yes, sir.
Cooking.
From my boy Soul.
Cooking Soul, is
yeah.
that what it's called? Yeah, that's hot. That's hot. Lou Rawls. All right. On the updates. Our man Steve DeSager, and on the social media, Elijah Cibunia. Rob, you heard Steve DeSager say earlier, conflicting reports that the great Shohei Ohtani, some are saying he's signing with the Toronto Blue Jays. Others are saying not so fast, and we know that the Dodgers, the Angels, and the Giants are in the hunt, hoping to get him. But that Toronto, according to some, are going to be the ones to land the biggest draw in baseball. And you got issues with this.
I really do, Chris. And Toronto's a great city, international city. Have you been there? You've been there before.
I love
right?
Toronto.
Toronto,
they're
yeah.
not feeling me.
They don't
but
like
I
you.
Love
right.
Toronto.
Right.
Yeah. It is a great city.
It's a great city, Chris. It yeah. just is. And I'm not being like, you know, I'm not like doing it tongue in cheek. Toronto is a great international city.
I like Toronto. I've visited there many times. But I visited there covering the NBA, but also just period. No, I like it. But go ahead.
But I'm going to be honest. As great as Toronto is, I don't want Shohei Ohtani to play for the Blue Jays.
Wow.
I don't want Shohei Ohtani to go north of the border. It is not in the best interest of baseball for Shohei Ohtani, Chris, to play north of the border. It's the absolute worst nightmare for Major League Baseball. Is for him not to play. He'll be playing in the East Coast time zone, Chris, but in another country where you get no juice from the TV ratings, they don't count. It's Canada. Like, I'm telling you, it is not a good thing. This guy is a unicorn. We need him to be in a big market on the East Coast where everybody can watch this guy do his thing. Shohei, I know you want to do what's right for you and your family and all that. But my man, can you do something for Major League Baseball? Can you do it and not go to play in Toronto? It will not work out for anybody except you. You don't want to be that selfish, do you? Really? If you're going to play in Toronto, you might as well play in Boston. You might as well play in the Bronx. You might as well play in Flushing. Seriously. It will be better for you, for baseball, for all involved. My God, please. My heart skipped a beat, Chris, when I saw the reports that were premature, that it was a done deal and that he was going and he was on a plane heading to Toronto. I was like, no! I love Canada. Oh, Canada, do I love Canada. But not when it comes to the biggest baseball star, Chris, maybe ever that we've seen. Please stay on American soil. I want the borders to be boarded up, Chris, but that's so Shohei can't get out, not come in. Block the borders up north. Do not allow this to happen. And my last thing, Chris, the commissioner of baseball has ultimate power. I've seen him do it before.
Wait a minute.
I want him to invoke the not in the best interest of baseball and to bar any sort of movement to go to Toronto.
Hold on. Now, I want to clarify that. Are you serious or are you just spouting nonsense?
I'm dead serious. Okay. I want Rob Manfred to get on the phone and say Shohei.
Okay. No, you didn't say that. You didn't say privately talk to Shohei.
Can you do me a solid? Can you do me a solid?
Now, hold on. Privately talk to Shohei or actually lay down the law that you cannot go to Toronto?
I'm saying it's been done before, and you saw it in the NBA. David Stern did it with the Chris Paul to the
Lakers. Nah, that wasn't even close to
this. No, but I'm just saying.
That wasn't even close to this.
That's all. I don't want Shohei to go to Toronto.
Look, I don't want Shohei Ohtani in Toronto either. All right, I've been saying for a year, I want him with the Yankees. He should be a Yankee. I think he's the best baseball player ever. He should be a Yankee. I'd be fine with him being a Red Sox. You know, that's a national team too. The Dodgers, I'd prefer him on the East Coast where everybody can see him. Dodgers, I'd be fine with though. Toronto, I'm with you, Rob. Nothing against the city. It's a wonderful city. But it's in a different country. That's the issue. It's in another country.
Right. That's all it is, Chris.
All right. Now, that said, there is no way on God's green earth that Rob Manfred should step in and in any way, shape, or form. If I'm Shohei Ohtani and Rob Manfred has the nerve to step in and tell me you can't go to Toronto, guess what? I'm going back to Japan. Forget your little major leagues that I've come and turned all the way out. I've proven I'm better than any of your players. And you're going to have the audacity to tell me what to do? Forget your league. I don't need it. You need me. And so he better not go that route. Now, I'll say this, Rob, and this is where, obviously, at least in my view, Shohei can do whatever he wants. I wouldn't want him to go there. But if that's what he wants to do, then God bless him. He can do what he wants. I'll throw this out at you, though, Rob. And this may be a reason why Shohei Ohtani wants to go there. And I understand it. As a racial minority in America myself, African-American, you as well, Rob, the Asian population of Boston, 9%. Actually, better than I expected. The Asian population of New York City, you want to guess?
10%.
14.5%.
That's big, Chris. That's big.
What do you think Toronto is?
3%.
35%.
Is it really? Is it that big? I know it's an international city. I know.
I'm shocked. I had no idea it was that big. But that's it. I get it. I've told you. I'm not trying. If I were an NBA player, I'm not trying to play in Utah. Ain't no brothers and sisters there for the most part. And so if Shohei Ohtani, now LA obviously has a sizable Asian population as well. There are other places he could have gone, San Francisco. But if that is a major factor in his decision, then I'm fine with it. And the bottom line, even if it isn't, he can do what he wants. I just would prefer he plays in the continental United States. But that's it. In LA, Rob, 12%.
All right. Well, Chris. Asian. Because of this, I have a song that I want to sing on this special, very special occasion. Gosh.
Can you just play the record?
No. Wait, this is new. We're going to play it. All right. So we ready? This is for Shohei. No Canada. Shohei, please don't go to that home and native land. You're a bat and arm are special. Oh. And we
Alex, isn't there some type of editing you can do? Auto-tune or something?
Chris, I can't even save this.
My goodness. Wait a minute. We get the gist, Rob.
Wait a minute. Here we go.
Oh, gosh.
Here we go.
Please Steve just left.
No, Canada.
Scott, Rob.
No,
Dom.
Canada.
Where are you guys at? Can you stop this?
So, hey, stay in the States. That's where baseball needs thee. No, Canada. We stand on God for thee. There it is.
Those are fake cheers, by the way.
No Canada is the song of the day, Chris.
Look, I'm with you. I don't want to see him there, but the young man can do whatever he wants, and if that's what he wants to do.
I want to hear what people think.
So be it. 877-99 on Fox. Reports saying that Shohei Ohtani is going to sign with the Toronto Blue Jays. Your thoughts next on the Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox. Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. You can test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. You can visit PrizePicks.com/I100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. 877 99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. Rob Parker says, no Canada for Shohei Ohtani. He can do what he wants, but I'd rather him not be with the Blue Jays either. But what are your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Leo in New York City. Our man, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Leo?
Did someone check the laws when it comes to extradition between the U.S. and Canada?
That's
because after what you did, Rob, they listened to you butcher the national anthem for so long.
Right, never your back, Rob.
Exactly. And now you're going to use that to block them for getting Ohtani. I mean, they might take you to, like, criminal court. But when it comes to Shohei, I don't know how he'll be able to market himself going all the way to Canada. I mean, maybe he wants to win and have his own team, but I feel like he can still do all of that here in the States.
He'd be better off staying with the Angels than going to Toronto. I'm dead serious.
Exactly. I agree. But the only only thing I can even fathom is just – he wants someplace with a bigger Asian population. I don't know what else it could be.
Chris, that number you gave me was startling. 35%?
Yeah, I was stunned myself. But what else could it be, Rob?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. That's a great
question.
And
again, he didn't grow up here in America. He doesn't have the ties to the country
right.
that we have.
No, I get it.
So for him, it might not even be that big of a deal.
All right, let's go north of the border. Tarek from Toronto is going to kill me. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Tarek, what's up?
Rob Parker, I love you, but I'm going to use two of your favorite quotes. I think I threw up my mouth and stop it. I loved your rendition of our national anthem. I won't hold it against you because I love you guys too much.
Oh, you're in Canada.
He's in Toronto.
Toronto. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
But obviously, from a Toronto perspective, we're hoping for the best. We hope that we can sign him and see where that takes us. But from his perspective, he's looking out for his self-interest. He feels he can get the best probably out of Toronto. Not to mention, two big benefits for him is not just going to Toronto. He's going to have an entire country behind him. So there's not only personal opportunity, but possible business opportunity to brand himself for an entire country. And from a Major League Baseball perspective, if he succeeds where he will, no matter where he goes, but he especially succeeds in Toronto, you further the game of baseball in not only Toronto but Canada. You create more interest. You have more Canadian players growing up and taking up baseball, and therefore you make it more of an international sport, and you create
it's already there.
Baseball's been there for decades.
Yes, yeah, baseball's been there. They won World Series in the 90s,
right,
Chris.
I remember Joe Carter and
Cito Gaston was the manager. Yep. They won back-to-back World Series. Let's go to Jordan in Atlanta. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jordan?
And Mark, how about yourself?
Doing good.
Great, man.
Love the show.
Thank you.
I think it would actually be a really good fit. They have a lot of young talent with Bobuchet.
Oh, that team is good. Don't get me wrong. You're right.
Yeah, we are not talking about from a baseball perspective.
No, I mean, they
We're
would be.
About just from a fan's perspective.
And for the game in the United States. Jordan, you know what I'm saying? Like, it would. You're in another country. You could color it any way you want, but you are.
Yeah, but he's still also on the East Coast, which you guys were saying most of the country lives on, so he could still be in that time zone.
I don't know how much. I mean, I guess can anybody watch Blue Jays games? I mean, I assume so. Right?
I mean, I do. I have MLB Network.
We can watch them whenever we want. Right. Yeah, MLB Network. So you can watch nationally. Right. I guess they'd be on more.
But it doesn't hurt like the ratings don't count. Like, because it's another country, they don't count on our TV ratings.
Yeah,
so that's what hurts baseball.
He can't worry.
No, I know that. I'm just giving you a reason why. All right, thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep, Gary in Houston. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Well, I don't know if he cares about being around Asian people or around Japanese people, because the Japanese population is very low. The Asian population is mostly Chinese and the people from the Indian subcontinent. That's what probably surprised you guys. Why it's so high?
No, right, because Asian is a whole, is a lot of different groups of people, right?
Where, and you may not know this, but where is the Japanese population large in the North America?
I don't know. But in Toronto, it's not that high. Most of Toronto Asians are Chinese and like India, Pakistan.
No, I hear you.
No, we got that. You. So where, yeah. Gary, are you against this too?
Yes, I'm against it. Okay, like I just wanted to be on like a big market team. But not the Yankees. I hate the Yankees.
All right. That's fair. So you wouldn't mind if you went to Boston or the Mets?
Yeah. No, the Mets, I would love to go to the Mets.
And Chris and I will live if he goes to the Dodgers, Chris, right? I mean, the Dodgers are a blue blood.
It's not the Yankees.
Yeah, we could do that. All right.
I'd love the Yankees first, but yeah, I'd be fine.
We'd be all right with that. Rich in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm just tired of he needs to go to a blue blood team. You know, let some stars go to some of these other, you know, markets. Okay, if you want them on the Eastern Standard Time.
Right.
Let them go to Detroit. Let them go to a team in Florida. You know, I get that argument. But what are you saying about the franchise in Toronto if Manfred somehow blocks that move? You know, Canada's
well, if that he can't, would be
he can't,
absurd.
He can't do it with free agency. But let me say this.
That would be absurd.
No, Chris.
And that would
Chris,
be get out of the league. If he's going to block a player from going there, just don't even have
him. He can't do it. But let me just give you a quick history. June 15, you don't remember this, Chris. You're younger than me, but you might remember the history of this. 1976, A's owner Charlie Finley, he didn't want to pay Chris. Free agency was coming. So he had all these stars. You remember when they won the 3 World Series in a row, the Oakland A's? Right. So he sold Raleigh Fingers and Joe Rudy to the Red Sox, and he sold Vida Blue to the Yankees. Not a trade. He sold them for money. The deals would be frozen and then overturned by Baseball Commissioner Bowie Kuhn, and he used the term, Chris, not in the best interest of baseball as the reason why he wouldn't allow
it. Because they were sales. Yeah, you could start selling players all over the place.
He didn't allow it. He thought it was bad.
Do you actually think, Rob, that, I mean, I don't think you think he'll do it. You would be fine with that if he came out and said it's not in the best interest of baseball.
He couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. I get that.
I mean, again, why you even have Toronto in the league if they can't
get
the best player?
No, I understand that, but he couldn't do that. A, he's a free agent, and B, you're right. If you're Toronto, you would say, oh, really? We're not viable? We used to sell out. During those 90s, Chris, they sold out that stadium every night for like 10 years.
I mean, I know. They're still in the Sky Dome, right?
Yeah, it's called the Rogers Center now.
I went there and watched the game in a hotel.
Did you?
And it was great.
In a hotel room?
Yep.
Did you pull the shades? I mean, you know, some people have been up there.
Because I was doing a story on Kenny Lofton. Was it Kenny Lofton? I think it was Kenny Lofton, yeah.
And you watched it from there?
I watched the game. Yep, it was great. Yeah. It's a great experience. Now, it was years ago, but... all right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got Sean King around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest, former NFL quarterback, now an NFL analyst. We welcome friend of the show, Sean King, to the iCouple. Sean, what's happening?
You guys got to add quarterback guru to my introduction.
I'm sorry. We'll get that on there.
Send the check. Hey, we'll see how much the check is for, and then we'll
We got you.
Hey, you do your thing, though. I give you your analysis of quarterbacks is definitely top notch. So let's start there then. Right now, number one MVP candidate, according to most of the odds, Brock Purdy. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't think he's the best player in the National Football League.
Agreed. I think anybody thinks that.
I think he's the right quarterback for that particular team. He's a smart, high football IQ guy that throws the ball when he's in rhythm very accurately. He's a good enough athlete to extend plays when he has to. Perfect fit for what San Francisco needs. So if you look at it from that standpoint, yes. But when you start talking MVP, I know it's valuable player, but I still feel like it should be best player as well. And it's kind of become a quarterback award.
Right.
And I would not vote Brock Purdy for MVP. I do think he's having a really good year, if that makes sense.
How about Jalen Hurts? I mean, they were rolling. Now, if they lose this week, they can go from the best team in the league to fifth. And, it's a big drop if they lose. They were rolling at one point. Was he ever the MVP in your mind or no?
I don't think so, because I don't think they ever were playing at that high of a level offensively on a consistent basis. People forget they lost both coordinators from last year's team. So there was going to be a transition period, especially on offense. Brian Johnson, really smart, young, up-and-coming coach. But he has his ideas of what he wants that offense to look like. And making all the pieces fit, it takes time, because they're not necessarily a traditional offensive team. They have a running back by committee. They have an elite number one in A.J. Brown. And then some good players around him that Steichen did a great job last year making them all fit and putting them in positions to do things where they could excel. You look at what Steichen has been able to do in Indianapolis, even though the injury to Anthony Richardson. So I'm a big Jalen Hurts fan. I think he's one of the top 7-8 quarterbacks in the National Football League, but I don't think he's having an MVP year. I don't think he's having as good a year this year as he did last. The name that I would keep on the tip of my tongue, and it's hard to make this jump because he's let us down in the playoffs, but what Dak Prescott is doing right now, if he continues it to finish out the year, man, Dak Prescott has every right to win that award.
Well, yeah, Rob and I, our only argument right now against Dak, and I think he is in the hunt, high up in the hunt, is that he just hasn't beaten anybody yet. I mean, we'll give him Seattle.
Right.
But that's the part that bothers people. Above 500 team yet. But he's got the chance, right? Coming up, he's got a gauntlet to go through. And I agree, if he gets through that unscathed or just loses one but continues to play great, then, yeah, he could get it. How do you think that game goes this weekend against Philly?
I think Philly bounces back and wins, but I do think Dak has a big game. And it's interesting in that league, people talk about quality of opposition, but if we're being honest, anybody can beat you. I mean, look at the Steelers. They're rolling. They've lost to the Cardinals and Patriots in back-to-back weeks. There's so much parity in that league. Anybody can beat anybody. I mean, Dallas lost to Arizona earlier. Like, we see these upsets all the time. So I don't buy into the quality of competition argument, because everybody in that league can beat you if you don't show up with your A game.
See, I disagree with that, Sean. And I'm going to tell you, you go back the year that Aaron Rodgers beat out Tom Brady for MVP. Tom Brady had better numbers. He didn't have a better quarterback rating, but yards, Chris, right? Touchdowns.
Right. I thought Brady should have been in.
Right, and all that. But Aaron Rodgers that year had way bigger wins against better competition. And I think that swayed some people. You don't think who you beat doesn't factor in at all?
I just think it's about timing. I mean, let's take the Green Bay Packers, for instance. Through 5 games, Jordan Love had thrown 5 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. And people were talking about, man, the Packers got to go find a quarterback. Jordan Love's not it. If you played them in that first 5-game stretch, that probably wasn't considered a quality win. Now look at the last five games. Jordan Love is starting to figure it out. 11 touchdowns, two picks. They just beat Kansas City in a primetime game. Now if you beat the Packers, it's a legitimate win. So I just think the ebbs and flows of the NFL season, I can buy into when you play somebody, but I don't really buy into who you play because everybody can beat you.
How about Matthew Stafford? I just want to go here, Chris, one more. All those numbers that he put up in Detroit where they're down 21-0 to start the game. I covered that team for 20 years. And then a lot of people didn't buy into those numbers because defenses play different. When you're down, when they got you down 21-0, they'll let you throw the football in front of them. Does that matter if you're not in games? You know what I mean? On we always talk about this when the game was in the balance.
And it's one reason why you guys know I'm always critical of Justin Herbert. As talented as he is, I haven't seen him when the game was in the balance always rise to the equation. But you say the Rams, to me, Sean McVay should be up for NFL Coach of the Year. Now, because the NFC is top-heavy and the NFC South has to get somebody in because you win the division, you get in and host a playoff game, they may not make the playoffs. But who thought the Rams would be this competitive? Like what McVay is doing with Puka Nacua and Kyron Williams and guys that – I mean, he deserves consideration.
How do you see the Bills Chiefs game going? And you're probably aware of the report that came out. I mean, it was a takedown of Sean McDermott. The stuff like that and even the Von Miller thing that's going on where I don't even know if he's going to play, but he's available. How do you see the game going? And can that all this outside noise affect the players? And do you think it will?
Something's missing in Buffalo. Ever since Brian Daboll left to go to the Giants, I felt like something's missing. I don't know if it's leadership. It's obviously a lack of leadership. You know, you look at the offensive side of the ball, the body language is always off, whether it's Stephon Diggs or whether it's one of the other pass catchers. Someone always seems to be at odds with Josh Allen. They still haven't elevated the running back position to have an elite player there. So I think they're missing some things. In Sean McDermott's defense, they have not really been fully healthy at any point defensively, and I know he's a defensive guy. But I think Buffalo's on the outside looking in this year. You know, since he's got a built-in excuse for not making the playoffs because Joe Burrow got hurt. But I think Buffalo's going to miss the playoffs.
Yeah, I do too. Chris thinks the same, right? Chris, aren't
you
there?
Yeah, at this point. I think they're going to win this weekend, though. But I do
think they're going to beat Kansas City?
Yep.
Kansas City.
I don't see.
Speaking of that, go ahead.
I just don't see Kansas City dropping back-to-back games.
But there's something's wrong with their offense. Can you talk about that real quick? We got about a minute.
The play callers in Washington. I told everybody 2 years ago Sam Howell was the best quarterback in that draft class. He's second in the National Football League in passing yards.
But he's throwing interceptions like nobody's business.
But so did Peyton Manning his first foray through the National Football League. I'd rather say woe than sick 'em to my quarterback. I like the fact that he's aggressive, that he's trying to make plays. Just think about if Pittsburgh had selected Sam Howell. With that talent that they have around their on offense, how much better they would be. I think Bieniemy is a big loss. People talk about Bieniemy, but Bieniemy kept structure, discipline, and accountability on that offense. And I think maybe they're lacking a little bit now that he's not there.
Quickly, before you go, you said quarterback guru. We agree. I've seen a few mock drafts now that are dropping Caleb Williams, who we all have presumed is going to be the number one pick. I even saw one today, I think it was CBS, where they had, don't hold me to that, but I think it was, they had Drake May number one, and then the quarterback from LSU Jaden Daniels was the second quarterback taken, and Caleb was already down to sixth. Is he the best quarterback in this draft, in your opinion? And is that foolishness for what I just said to you? Or is there, do they have legitimate reasons to question him and put those other guys ahead of him?
I think Caleb's the most talented. I have Jaden Daniels rated as my number one quarterback right now in this draft class. I think Drake May's a safe pick, but I also think he has the lowest ceiling of the guys that are going to get evaluated. I think Sam Howell's North Carolina tape is better than Drake May's. More consistent, shows more elite ability. But we'll see. Caleb has to master this process from now to the draft. He comes off from a distance as kind of being one of these entitled athletes that seems to kind of have body language. I'm not going to put that tag on him because I don't know him personally. But when you watch him and he says things like everybody wishes they could be in these 12 and a half. Hey, and it kind of makes you, do we really want to bring that in the building? So if he humbles himself and really aces the process, he'll be the number one pick. But I'm saying it now, Jaden Daniels will be the best of this rookie bunch next year in the NFL.
Hey,
wow.
Hey, Sean, you were saying that next time we need to add a couple other things to your title. I got a text from Lomas Brown, the former offensive lineman. You know Lomas got on you. Yes, he said.
Big Lomas.
He said also add fat guy to Sean's title too. LOL.
Well, tell him. I always say I can fix that. I can fix that. Tell Lomas I can fix that.
He's listening on Sirius XL. That's all for good. You know.
All right.
Lomas
thank
is the
you,
best.
Thank
all right, you,
Sean.
So
we appreciate you, brother.
All right, love y'all. Congrats, Lomas, too. I think he just went in the Detroit Lions Ring of Honor.
He did.
So congrats to my guy, Lomas, man.
No doubt. Lomas is the best.
Yep.
Chris, we worked with Lomas on First Take.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, way back in the day. All right, more iCouple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. It is the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. Yeah, boy, he's in the crates. DJ Alex Tyshit. And we are live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season, guys. For a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash, Prize Picks Daily Fantasy Sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. It's time for Shekel City.
To Shekel City. The home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, little Shekel City. I was right about the Patriots and Steelers last night, Chris, with the over.
Yeah.
Got that one right, but I got both basketball games wrong. So I was 1-2 last night. Let's see if we could correct that. I was coming off a 3-0 night the night before. Maybe we can get this turned around. So I have the Bulls, -2.5. They're in San Antonio against the awful Spurs. I have the Clippers, -7.5. They're in Utah to take on the Jazz. And the Mavericks, -8.5. They're in Portland to take on the bad Blazers. So Bulls, all favorites. Bulls, -2.5 on the road. Clippers, -7.5 on the road. And the Mavericks, -8.5 on the road. Take them all. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. Rob G, hop on the mic. We were talking earlier. Were there reports that people were saying, that writers were saying that the Patriots should trade Bill Belichick to a team?
Not exactly. So the Athletic did a survey, a little column, speaking to anonymous executives around the NFL about Bill Belichick and his future with the
England. It's a made-up story.
They determined that if they are going to part ways, that it has to be via trade because New England could easily get a first-round pick for Bill Belichick even after this nightmarish season. Yeah, they won last night, but hasn't been great for New England.
Yeah, okay. Well, Rob, look, I don't want to see Belichick in New England next year.
Chris, they won last night.
Yeah, that's fine. They're 3-10.
Okay.
I'd love the place I want to see him, and we talked about the Chargers. We kind of fleshed it out. It might not be the best fit because of their ownership and the way they run things, and they're not going to give him power. And they probably want to keep Kellen Moore, although Justin Herbert might be deteriorating, you know, declining under Kellen Moore. But
that's a real possibility when you look at his numbers. Right? I mean, it's hard to deny. They lost 6-0. I mean, yeah. They won 6-0.
They scored 36 points in the last three games and 16 in the last two. But the team I'd like to see him play with, coach, is Buffalo. I don't know if you read that report about McDermott. And, you know, look, I've been saying this. I think you've been with me. I'm not sure. But I know I've been saying this year should have been a prove-it year for McDermott.
Well, we've said like, that.
Let's see
they've
what you
jumped
can do,
the gun
right?
on signing.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That was ridiculous, giving him a contract extension through 2027. And if I'm Buffalo, I'm going after Bill Belichick. Now, I don't see – it's hard for me to see New England trading him to Buffalo, right? Within the division. But if I'm Belichick, I'd be like, man, I'll just walk away, you know? And
he's under contract. How can he can't just walk?
Well, I think if he and maybe he and Kraft can figure something
no,
out.
No, there's got to be a settlement. You know what I mean? Like, they got to release him of his rights.
Do you see them allowing him to go to Buffalo?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I believe he's going to be the coach there next year. That's what I believe.
I don't want that. I mean,
I'm just saying, that's what I believe.
No, I hear you.
Yeah.
But I don't think anything's going to change. And I don't really – I don't want him around Caleb Williams or any young quarterback.
If Caleb's even the first pick,
they won't get they probably won't get the first pick. But yeah, I just you know I'd love to see him in Buffalo. I think that'd be great for that team and great for him. But yeah, it might be hard to happen. Keep it locked. 2 hours left.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World? Like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.